Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, pal, it took 40 years, but finally, we got the sequel to Halloween. Forget all the other sequels and reboots. None of them matters. Take your VHS tapes, your DVDs, your laser discs, and throw them into a stream, because this new Halloween exists in a world where all of the blood and the guts and the gore from over the years never even happened. It's an actual sequel to the original movie from the 70s that scared the heck out of us and opened up the door for a multitude of unrelenting and inferior slashers for years to come. None, not even Jason or Michael Myers himself, was better than the Michael that was in the first John Carpenter movie from 1978. And this is that Michael and that Laurie Strode and that town of Haddonfield, Illinois, that in this movie puts forth the proposition that Michael was actually arrested at the end of the first one and was locked up in a mental health facility for all of these years, and that Laurie has been terrified ever since and is now a crazy, paranoid, and well-armed granny with an estranged daughter who hates her and a teenage granddaughter who is plucky but is needed so that there's a supply of teenagers to get slashed up by Michael. He's escaped, and I gotta tell you, whoever the director of the Illinois Department of Corrections is in this should lose their job, because for no reason at all, they decide after 40 years to take Michael and transport him in a bus to another facility on Halloween. What are they thinking? So he ends up in Haddonfield once again to pick up where he left off and set up the final confrontation with Laurie, who is ready. And I got to tell you, all kidding aside, this is really the best Halloween since night one. David Gordon Green has directed this with respect for John Carpenter, respect for Laurie and Michael too, who is back to being in shape. I mean, he's pure evil, and he's actually once again scary. There's a bunch of references to the first movie. It's got some humor. It's got top-notch acting. And this one gives the slasher audience a lot more gore than it got back in 1978, but it's got the tension that's been missing from every slasher movie since. Is this the end of the story? Well, it's supposed to be, but I gotta tell you, pal, that's a loser's bet. The real story is being written at the box office as we speak, but I will say this. This Halloween is definitely a treat. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them as a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.